Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Tom Brady will be entering his 15th season this year, so it begs the question, is the window closing? We caught up with 18-year veteran, former quarterback Rich Gannon on that topic and more.
I guess the first thing to talk about is just the big draft class that this is and the influx of underclassmen. Does that change people's approach, GMs, coaches, when they're looking at these guys?
Well, you got more talent to grade and evaluate. You've got you mentioned an influx of younger players. I think it's one of the better draft classes that we've seen. It's got a lot of depth and talent at some key positions. And in talking to a number of the general managers and some of the different head coaches, I mean, I think people are pretty excited about this group.
Well, you played at a high level for a very long time. You've seen the careers of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. How long do you think they can make it in this league?
Yeah, there's no visible signs anyway of them slowing down, which is really amazing when you think about. I think what's so impressive to me as a former quarterback is the consistency with which these guys play week in and week out. And I think, you know, if Tom Brady goes out or Peyton Manning, they have a weekend where they throw two interceptions. I mean, that's breaking news. That's a huge story. I mean, they just go out and play at such a high level. They're great decision makers. I think they still love the competition. And without question, I mean, we're looking at two of the greatest to ever play the game.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, what were your overall impressions of this season, the roster that they had, the last-second touchdown passes, and just where they were able to get to considering the adversity they'd faced?
You know, I think that's a great point, the adversity. And I think the thing that's been so impressive to me about Tom last year was his patience. I don't know that I would have had the same patience with so many new and young players early, and I think he showed great patience. I think he showed the ability to kind of rally those guys. They got better as the season went along. They overcame the adversity. You mentioned the adversity of the injuries at key positions. I mean, losing a guy like Gronkowski, you know, that how that impacts their ability to attack in the middle of the field, down in the red zone. So I give him a lot of credit for hanging in there. And I wouldn't go so far as to say carrying a team. But, I mean, he puts your team in a position to have a chance each week, which I think is one of the great things about Tom Brady.
You mentioned Rob Gronkowski. What have you seen from this year's class of tight ends, and how do you think the Patriots will approach this year's draft?
I think the Patriots look at that tight end position very closely every year, and I think they'd be crazy not to. I don't think you could ever have enough good tight ends. I mean, guys, they're multidimensional players, guys that can play the tight end position as an inline player, guys that can move out and play in the slot, guys that can run down and cover kicks, special teams contributors. I mean, I think that's, you know, you look at these rosters, and I think that's why a lot of these teams are carrying four or five tight ends.
Is there anyone who you've seen so far that stands out to you as maybe a potential fit for the Patriots?
I don't want to get into, you know, I think there's a lot of really good players at that position, but it depends what they're looking for. I think, you know, they've got to evaluate their own roster, and they also have to evaluate where Gronk is. But, I think they'd be naive or foolish, quite frankly, not to at least look and probe a little bit at the tight end position.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.